Begin the car and daven sekhler shabbos of kuf chav zayin. Begin amin alv. Begin the taste of the masel to begin the words of the gemara. Shalkadi shemen beg shalkadi yain. With jugs of oil and jugs of wine. Torah is going to explain that why over here are you allowed to bring the jugs of wine into the box on shabbos? Because the gemara explained that regarding this that we learned that you four or five boxes is you need the space so you can go ahead and put it into the boxes. What's bothering Tais is what the Dan Pergam, maybe the Gemara says in Beit Avraham Tesam Beis. Kadayin lo yivayim b'salah b'kupa. You're not allowed to put the jugs of wine into the basket and into the box. So you see that that's prohibited to do. How are we saying here that you have the jugs of wine in the box? Says Tais is hainim makam rachik. That's only to bring it from a far place. Because the mitzvah of nechal, that looks like a weekday type of activity when you're carrying schlepping boxes. But here it's in your house. In such a situation, not a problem of nechal. And since it's better to go ahead and do less effort, therefore you take three or four in a box. Therefore, it's permitted. Unlike the case of in the gemara said it's made. The next mitzvah begins with the gemara. The kulam according to everyone, lemaute bihilucha adar. It's better to do less walking. Chiz can explain that why don't we say according to everyone, maybe it's to diminish the amount of the load is better. Additionally, Chiz can explain that when is it better to actually do more walking and not the load? Which the Gemara had a contradiction. Is it 4 or 5 boxes, 10 or 15 boxes? The Gemara says that really they all hold the same. Depends on the size of the jugs. Which everyone agrees that you want to do limi'ute bihilucha. You're not going to be doing subdividing the box into smaller boxes, because then you'd be having to make more trips. So this comes to explain that this, the Gemara says, no, it's not like the machlekes of lemuti behilucho, lemuti maseis adav. Everyone agrees as a tizdim maslo says it's better to diminish the amount of trips you're going to make. So because Tais explains, lemuslim, maybe according to said lemuti bemaseis adav, that it's better to diminish the amount of the load, which means to say to do more trips and lighter loads. Because there's two braises, one that says 10 or 15, one says 4 or 5. One says 4 or 5, le'matzi sabachi, cannot hold like that, because you see clearly that they're not giving the option of 10 or 15, because them came, if that would be the case, you should have said 10 or 15, because she had kupis, like the amount of 5 boxes. Therefore, the Gemara has explained that the two braises are obviously agreeing, le'mut bihilucha adif, and the one that says 10 and 15 was just told about smaller jugs in the box. But then Tais says, if you're going to say, Tish has to take a second look. Because what's not perking, tell them, learn the Mishnah over there, Mesach is Be'ah. The Fchofi Yemen Aleph, that says, Shach to Besad, if you slaughter an animal in the fields on Yom Tov, you shouldn't bring it back with these poles with two people, because that's like a very disgraceful, belligerent act to be done on Yom Tov. Rather, you bring it limb by limb. Even though doing that way, you're going to have to do more trips to go ahead and bring it in. And didn't we say over here that Lamuti Be'alucha is adav? So Tais says, Hasan Chani, there it's different. Because anyways, it's such a great effort to go ahead and bring the whole animal in intact as it is. And therefore, we're going to go ahead and bring it in separate trips. Or Inami, or another project you could say, Mishum Alicha Lim Kurashuk. No, you're right. You're going to be doing more trips. But simply, you can't bring it intact simply because if you bring it as it is, the whole animal, it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace to sell it. You're taking one limb, it looks like you're bringing it to your house. The whole thing looks like you're going to sell it, which is forbidden. Therefore, to avoid that, we bring it limb by limb. Then Tais explains, this is the Gemara says, that since Rabbanan said that all malachas that you're allowed to do in Yom Tov because Eichel Nefesh, but as long as you could change it from the way it's normally done during the week, that you should change it. So the Gemara discussed over there regarding the women that they fill up the jugs from the rivers on Yom Tov. Why don't they change it, do differently than they do during the weekday? Somebody says, because they have no way of changing. Hey, Chalebi, what should they do? Tamalia b'chatzav rabba, if they usually fill up a big jug, you tell me tamalia b'chatzav zut, they should take a smaller jug, then come up b'sh b'lucha, then they have to make more trips. And tamalia b'chatzav zut, tamalia b'chatzav rabba, the ones that fill up usually with small jugs, you're going to make them fill up with bigger jugs, come up b'sh b'masa, you're going to have to do larger load. Wait a second. Didn't we say that we don't care about the loads? We want to do as less trips as possible? So what's the concern about the ones with the smaller jugs taking bigger jugs? Says Tais, no, Hasam over there, Kimin should nogul malasamayim b'chatzav rabba b'chatzav zut. Since those women, whichever one they were, they usually used to filling up water from the river from either bigger jugs or smaller jugs. Kashlam l'shanes mikamosh nogul. It's very difficult for them to change what they're normally used to in their routine. So then we don't tell them to change. But someone that did not yet go ahead and have a way that they're doing it, then we say to do it in the way that's going to be the least amount of trips as possible, even though it's going to increase the load. So Tais explained that specifically the Gemara says that yes, everyone holds the mutabi haluche is adif because it was. If you would think it's lemuti b'masi, then why would it say that you go ahead and do it in the 4 or 5 boxes when it's going to be including the, it's going to make it into a larger load, obviously, because we want to do as least trips as possible. And Tais asks that if according to everyone, Ma'at Baluch is Adif, then why, when you slaughter Behem on Yom Tiv, do you bring it limb by limb and not bring it intact, which is going to be the least amount of trips? Tais says, oh, but they're going to bring it whole. It's, first of all, it's a Tircha Yaseir, too much. Additionally, Tais says that it looks like you're going to sell in the marketplace. Then Tais asks, he says, why does Abaye say later on that when the women fill up the jugs from the river, we need to tell them to keep their small jugs, not the bigger ones? Why? That's limut to Behelucha. Now Tais says that, no, there it's different because since they're used to doing it the way they normally do it, we don't make them change it. But in the case where we're just saying it's a one-time thing, then of course we're going to say limut to Behelucha is honest. The next says the master begins words of the Gemara, Avagav the Islay Orchan Tuva. Is it even if he has many guests? Maybe it all depends on the proportion of how many guests that he has. Tais proves that the measurement, obviously, of a Mishnah of four or five boxes, obviously, is even for one guest. Because the Gemara had said that this is the Mishnah of four or five boxes that you're allowed to clear out for the guests. Is that no matter how many guests there are, or every single guest? But Tais says one thing, Mekami Yishlachi, from here you could obviously prove that the Hadit Nan, but Mastin Dal Behekubis, but the other way around. But for the minimum, that four or five boxes you could have, that's even for one person. Because the state says, the Abinamid Lefiyarchim, that would also be based on the guest. I might not get down there. Why would you say four or five? It depends on the guest you are. Obviously, that's the minimum that you could have, even if it's one person. Voy Morba says, this is approved from the limits, after from the fact that the Gemara did not have the doubt. Regarding the next question, Ichad Maf Nikulu, Oikochad Lenavshe, that is it one person could clear it all out? Or each person has to clear out their own boxes? Elabim Tim Sulema Kulafiyarchim, there's only, if you say it goes according to the guest, now, could all those be cleared up by one person, or everyone has to clear their own? So Tais Mashmet sounds like Hayim Amar, that if you would say like the second option of the first question, that Avagav Disramali Urchan Tuva, that even if there would be many guests, that you'd only be able to clear four or five boxes, that like the list of Puka, then we wouldn't have this doubt. The doubt is only if you say that it goes according to the amount of guests. Now there's so many boxes, is that one person or each one on their own? So it says V'Amrin Didal Dehei Kubas Abalifi Urchan. Now if you would say that four or five boxes, it's not even, it's not necessarily you could have four or five boxes. It goes according to how many guests there are. Then I count the Ekelis Spooken, and you would still be able to have the doubt. Ichad Gavra Nafla Kulu, because it's, would you say one person could clear it out all out? Or Kulchad Nafla Nafsha? Or do you say no? You're saying four or five boxes itself is when there's more than one guest. So does each guest now have to take out his box? Or does each one have, is one person allowed to take them all out? And the rather says, from this side, the Gemara did not have the doubt. If one person could clear it out, only when you say that there could be, according to the amount of guests, Mashmat sounds like the Peshitta is obvious to the Gemara, the Dad Behe, Einon Lefi Archon, that four or five boxes does not go according to the amount of guests. Even if it needed one person, you could clear out four or five boxes. The question was only the other way around. If there's more guests, more than that amount of boxes, does that go according to the amount of guests, or does it go according to each person? So next to the Master begins with the Gemara, Tamech, according to your reasoning, Rebbe the Nafshi, you think Rebbe himself went to clear out the sheaves, which Gemara proved from here that, yes, it goes according to the amount of the guests. But then the question was, regarding, so do you say that, so the Gemara says, oh, you could prove that one person could do it all because Rebbe did. And the Gemara says, what do you think? Rebbe's doing it? So Perish Tais explains, why wouldn't he clear out sheaves? It means call us other kula. It's not clearing out the whole field. Because that's what we're saying, that we say that it goes according to the how many people. There's a lot of sheaves. That is obviously not going to do it himself, and therefore you can't prove that it's one person doing it. Rather, he commanded, and he could have commanded many people to clear out the sheaves. The next says, Master begins the words of Gemara Dechsilik. He says, in the Pasuk of Yemen, he said, Hashem, if I find favor in your eyes, from here the Gemara proved that Hachnas Erechim is greater than Kabbalah B'nei Shechana. Because he told Hashem, wait over here while I go tend to the guests. And that's the Stasek Ksaver, Command Am B'Shuas. This opinion obviously holds like the opinion that's born Mesat HaShuas, that Amid Beis, the High Hashem, this study says, Hashem, it doesn't say Hashem, it says, Alav Dal Nun Yud, that's Kaidus, that's holy, referring to Hashem. He told Hashem to wait while they went to the tent of the guests. Because it says, the Ikam and Amasim, because there is opinion that says, but there's Shulchal, that it's mundane, meaning Shalom Alachim HaYimadav. That Avdal Nunyo was Adonai, my master, talking to the greatest of the three guests, that Shalim has meaning, that he's inviting them. According to that interpretation, it wouldn't be a right in this halacha of God Lachnas Archim, like Abbas Pneshkim. The next says, the master begins with the Gemara, Archim Perasim, but Mazah, he eats from the fruits in this world. So it explains, what does that mean? Because the Gemara said that there was a Mishnah that says the following things, that the principle is for the next world, but the dividends you get in this world. So Tesis explains that the Perikam of the Kedushin of the Farish, the Gemara and Kedushin of Lamentism base explains, the Haina, what this means to say is, Im Haisa Shkulo Machras, the person that was equivalent, half sins and half merits, then this action, even though he's really half and half, will tilt it over to the side of merit, which the Girsa of Marshal brings in that there's the following words. Now this mission over here that says that a person eats those pears of the mitzvah in this world is Poliga Arab Yaakov, disagrees with Rabbi Yaakov. The Shvili, the same paragraph of the Kedushin, he holds at the end of the first paragraph of Kedushin, now we have this Girsa in our cases, the Scha Mitzvah HaMalekah, that reward in this world there isn't. And rather, the principle with the pears would be for the next world. Obviously, this teaching of this Mishnah holds that the Peres HaMalekah is not like Rabbi Yaakov, that there is some type of the reward in this world too.